Amen and amen. You can have your seat for a moment. I want us to stay in this atmosphere. There is an atmosphere of warfare as we come against, as we said, sickness and disease, poverty and lack, because that is not your portion, child of God. That is not your portion. If you're joining us right there on Facebook, I want you to say, poverty and lack is not my portion. Or you can make it simple and say that the blessing of God is my portion in Jesus' name. If you have your Bibles with you, you can open it up to Proverbs 18. But I want to encourage you to make some notes today. I'm going to be sharing multiple scriptures. I'm going to be teaching from the word of the Lord today, so that it might edify the body of Christ, that it might equip the body of Christ, so that you will have an understanding, a revelation, that words have power. Depending on which scientific journal you would read or cite, they estimate that the average individual speaks about 7,000 to 20,000 words. Now, there are extreme cases of individuals using maybe more than 30,000, some even say 60,000. And then there are other cases and other situations where people hardly speak at all. But Proverbs 18 from verse 20 says that a man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. Not the fruit in his mouth, but the fruit of his mouth. From the produce of his lips, he shall be filled. Verse 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Again, I say unto you that words have power. In the comment section on the Facebook Live right now, I want you to say this out loud. Words have power. You see, the words that we use not only affects the quality of our life now, it also determines our destiny. Someone say destiny. The words that you speak today not only affects your quality of life now, it also impacts and determines your destiny. In James chapter 3, in verse 4, in the New King James, it says, look also at the ships. Although they are so large and are driven, they are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. If you're making notes, I want you to write this headline: Jesus calms the storm with his words. In Matthew chapter 8, the disciples are right there in the middle of a terrible, fierce storm. The disciples spoke death into the situation. Jesus, on the other hand, is fast asleep. The disciples wake Jesus up. You can also read this in the Gospel of Mark, where they say, Jesus, are you not concerned that we are about to perish? And so it is that Jesus looks upon those words that they had spoken into the atmosphere. They had created, even unintentionally, an atmosphere of unbelief, an atmosphere of death, an atmosphere that is not conducive for signs, wonders, and miracles. You see, instead of speaking the language of faith, they spoke the language of doubt, of unbelief, the language of death. But then Jesus rebukes them first and foremost. O ye people of little faith. And then Jesus proceeds to rebuke the winds and the waves by simply saying, peace, be still. And then immediately there was a great calm upon the Sea of Galilee. You see, what happened in that moment is that when Jesus rebuked the storm, it was the manifestation of the power of the tongue. Words have power. The earth, I would even say the universe, is subject. It is subject to the power of God that is in you and released through you when you speak. You see, a closed mouth is a closed destiny. And so God wants us to speak. We are simply supposed to speak the word, the language of faith. For everything in the universe is subject to the power of God within us. And then it is released through us when we speak. When Jesus calmed the storm, the disciples looked at one another and said, "What kind of man is this that even the winds and the waves obey his voice?" What kind of man is this? He is not ordinary. He is not average. He is, by very definition, supernatural. He is above the natural. And so it is that we have access to the supernatural power of God. You do not only have access to it, but you, by faith, become a carrier of the supernatural power of God. The earth is subject to the power that you are a possessor of in Jesus' name. I want you to say this in the comment section. I am a possessor. I am a possessor in Jesus' name. You see, in light of James chapter 3, the fierce winds might drive the ship, but our tongue determines our destination. Let me say this again. The fierce winds might drive the ship, but it is our tongue that determines our destination. Jesus said, "Whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven." Another translation says, "Whatsoever you permit, whatsoever you tolerate, whatsoever you condone." And this is why I say unto you again, there needs to rise up on the inside of you a holy discontent towards mediocrity, towards sickness, disease, poverty, and lack. For that is not your portion in Christ Jesus. If you're making your notes, you can write this down. Never speak death. You see, while I would never ever encourage anyone to be silent, if you cannot speak life, rather than be silent. In Exodus 14 verse 10, it says, "When Pharaoh drew near, the Israelites looked up, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them. And the Israelites were exceedingly frightened, and they cried out to the Lord." This was not a cry that was like a battle cry, a cry of faith. This was a cry of unbelief. This was a cry of hopelessness. This was a cry of defeat. But then in verse 13 and 14, Moses turned to the people and said, "The Lord will fight for you. You only have to be silent." In Numbers 13, 31, the spies who went out to scout out the promised land, the land that was promised, it was supposed to be their inheritance. Now they are looking at the promised land. And 10 of them come with this report. They said, "We are not able to go up against the people of Canaan, for they are stronger than we are." Verse 33, they said, "There we saw the Nephilim, the giants, the sons of Anak, who come from the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were also in their sight." But then I love verse 30, Numbers 13 and verse 30. Caleb quieted the people before Moses. Faith rose up on the inside of him. He quieted the people. He said, "Silence." And then he said, "Let us go up at once, right here, right now." You see, faith is now. Why delay? Why say tomorrow? Why say, hey, I just missed it by a day? Faith is now. And so he said, let us go up at once. Let us not delay, for we are able to possess it. We are able to conquer it. And so I pray that every single one of you who have heard the voice of the enemy, even the agents of the devil in this hour, the naysayers who have said it is impossible, Jesus was the one who said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to the one who believes. I pray right now that faith will arise on the inside. A now faith will shoot up on the inside of you, that you will say, I will be a possessor. Not tomorrow. I didn't miss it by a day or a month. I will take it now, and I am able to conquer it in Jesus' name. If you receive that and believe that, let your shout be the loudest in Jesus' name. If you're making notes, point number B is to speak the language of death. Point A is to never speak death. But here's the flip side. Speak the language of faith. In Mark chapter 5, we read about the story of the woman with the issue of blood. Verse 27 and 28, it says, when she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. Verse 28, why did she do this? Because it says, because she thought. In the Amplified version of the Bible, it says she kept saying, if I just touch his clothes, I know I will be healed. You see, here we find an example of someone who did not just think faith. She spoke faith. And so I say unto you, now is not the hour to let your faith be bottled up. Speak. Say something. Speak the language of faith. I need someone right now to join me, even right now, as we look upon the circumstances of our lives and we say to the devil, hands off, devil. Take your hands off my health. Take your hands off my marriage. Take your hands off my children. Take your hands off my home. Take your hands off my business. Take your hands off my finances. Hands off, devil. Speak. Say something. Do not let your faith, your voice, be bottled up. Let the devil know that you are not trembling in fear. Let faith arise in the name of Jesus. I love these two scriptures, some of my favorites. Romans 10 verse 8. I hope you're making these notes so you can research it even some more. Meditate upon these scriptures. I'm telling you, it will change your life. Let the word of God come and dwell on the inside of you, so that when you ever find yourself in a precious situation, when the devil squeezes you, when the devil comes at you, you can respond, it is written. Romans 10, 8 says, the word is near you. It is in your mouth and it is in your heart. That is the word of faith that we preach. 2 Corinthians 4, 13 says, and since we have the same spirit of faith, we all have received, according to Romans 12 and verse 3, the same measure of faith. According to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak. You say, you see, you cannot say, I believe. You cannot say, I'm a believer, but be silent. A believer is marked by their voice and language of faith. This woman with the issue of blood, in fact, she didn't just think faith. She also didn't just speak faith. She acted upon her faith. I love what James 2 verse 22 says. Listen to this. It says, faith is made complete. Someone say complete. Faith is made complete by our action. It was only when she actually engaged her faith. It was only at that moment when she reached out in faith, touched the hem of his garment, that she was made whole. She thought faith. She spoke faith. But now she was acting upon her faith. And then Jesus said to her, "Woman, your faith," not Jesus's faith, "your faith has made you whole." To others, Jesus said in the Gospels, "According to your faith, let it be done unto you." And so again, I say, let faith arise. Let a voice come forth. I hear the language of faith. Receive it even right now, an increase of faith. A new level of faith. In the name of Jesus, an impartation of faith. A dimension where nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. For all things are possible to the one who believes. Are there any believers in the house? Are there any believers watching today? According to your faith, let it be done unto you. I want you just for a moment to imagine in your mind's eye that which you believe in the Lord for. And we're going to join our faith together. The Bible says that when two or more agree on anything on earth, it shall be done unto them. The Bible also says, "You shall decree a thing and it will be established." But also some of you might have made what I refer to as an unholy vow. Words such as, "I will never amount to anything. I will never be able to do this. I will never be happy. I will never find a spouse. I will never be able to afford a home. I will never be able to own my own vehicle." Words have power. And so I want you to say, if it is that you have made such unholy vows, such ungodly, such unbiblical vows, I want you right there where you are to say, "Lord Jesus, I renounce every idle word, every unholy vow is dismantled, nullified now in Jesus' name. I believe that you are who you say you are. I believe that what your word says I can have, I will have. That what your word says I can do, I will do." And then it is that you are believing the Lord for Him to come through for you. There is an anointing, there is a sound, there is a spirit of breakthrough in the atmosphere. When two or more agree on anything on earth, it shall be done unto them. And so I join with your faith in the Spirit. Sekoro barsata. Le sekete rababasata. Kondo roseke anderere. Kendo rosata. Father, we declare that all things are possible when we believe. We declare that we believe. We take you at your word. For your word is the truth. It is yes and amen. We declare today that we become possessors of every promise that you have made. That the covenant promises of God will be made manifest in the life of every believer who continues to walk in holiness and purity and in covenant with God. I decree and declare over your life, that of your family, that of your business, that of your ministry, nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken in Jesus' name. That as you are in covenant with God, you have access to divine provision, to divine protection, and divine promotion in the name of Jesus. That even in this hour where the world says there is a casting down, the Lord says there is a lifting up. I prophesy over your life divine increase, multiplication, promotion, release in the name of Jesus. Receive it now in Jesus' name.